Senator Brian Munselinger joins us on his weekly legislative report. Well, May 18th is when the legislative session wraps up, and Senator, has it been a busy time in the upper chamber?
Well, it has been, surprisingly enough. We're slugging away, getting things done, getting them sent to the House, or actually even this week we finalized some bills and got them sent to the governor to be signed.
All right, obviously the governor has taken a lot of the headlines with his legal situation. What are your thoughts on what's happening? Is it distracting? What should happen moving forward?
You know, it's distracting somewhat, but you know, this week I was really surprised there wasn't that much discussion on the Senate floor. Not saying there wasn't any, but there wasn't that much. And I went to 3 Lincoln days this last weekend, and nobody asked me about the governor. So it's kind of amazing to me that, of course, the latest news hadn't come out either. So, but I really don't know what to think about that when the people out in the public are surprisingly silent to me.
All right, are you kind of reserving your, I don't want to use the word judgment, but I'm going to anyway, are you going to reserve your opinion until after the legal trial is over?
Well, I'd like to see some facts, and I don't know if the House committee does their job and does an investigation and brings forward facts. Why? I mean, you know, I'll definitely look at that, but, you know, there is a lot of rumors flying around. There's a lot of hearsay. It's an election year, and it's just hard to get to the actual bottom of it. Now, I know it's cast a cloud over the Capitol, really, what's going on, because hearsay and everything else is pretty rampant.
I don't know. One thing that's been talked about an awful lot over the past week or so is your bill having to do with working animals. Where is that right now, and are you pretty pleased with where it's headed?
I am pleased. The working animals bill was actually something that was brought up because the city of St. Louis wanted to ban the carriage industry. And if anybody's been down by the ballpark, they know what I'm talking about. Those horses, those carriages are beautiful. The horses are... You know, they love to do that. If they're not being overworked, there's restrictions on times they can operate and temperatures, you know, for the health of the animals. And that's one thing those carriage operators would like to do, is make sure that their animals are taken care of, like most farmers, you know. That's their livelihood. So after we found out St. Louis was wanting to do that, we brought up this bill, and we've revised it some. We've worked with St. Louis. We've worked with Kansas City. But I think it's a very good bill moving forward. Just saying they can't outright ban an industry, but there can be certain provisions put on. Like during rush hour, they might not want them on the streets right there, which would give the horses a break.
Okay, how about the industrial hemp legislation? Are you any closer this week to getting it through?
I'm the understanding that it was voted out of the House Rules Committee, so it should be placed on the House calendar very shortly.
All right. Are you pretty optimistic about that making its way to the governor's desk?
Yes, I am. You know, it's just got one step to go, and it should be there. And the House has already passed it 3 years in a row, so I don't really have much of a problem thinking that they won't pick it up, pass it again.
All right, the budget's about to hit the floor, and is that enjoyable? May not be the right phrase, but is that an exciting time in the Missouri Senate?
Well, you know, the way this, if the Senate operates the way it's supposed to, then it shouldn't be a big issue. In the Senate, it operates different than the House. The House, they've always allowed amendments on it, and in the Senate, it's pretty much been customary that you don't change it on the floor. If you want to change it, you should have gone to the appropriations chair or committee members and made your case and got them to put it in. That way we don't take so much time on the floor. And I, you know, it's a good give and take between both parties in the committee. And I know Senator Brown tries to work with everybody. So we'll see what we get out. Of course, then it goes to conference committee.
How would you like to be on that conference committee trying to hammer out the differences in the budget?
Oh, I would stick with the Senate provisions. I do agree with the appropriations chair in the Senate that we probably don't need to fully fund the foundation formula. I never had one superintendent thank us for that last year. But one thing that I have heard from some of them is they'd like to see the transportation, which is actually funded more. And that's actually what the appropriation chair in the Senate did, was fund transportation more.
All right, Senator Brian Munselinger, he's joined us today in his weekly legislative report.